4, Romeo Yankee Alpha, on the Canada Hub, monitoring.
Yeah, I got the VE4. I didn't get the rest. This is Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. My name is Henry, over.
This is Victor Echo 4, Romeo Yankee Alpha. His name is Ryan. How you doing there, Henry?
Hey, good afternoon or good evening, Ryan. My QTH is in Windsor, in the southwestern part of the province of, Ontario. You know that, obviously. Right next to Detroit, Michigan. How about yourself, over?
I'm located about 15 kilometers north or so of Winnipeg, Stonewall, Manitoba. We just had a bad rainfall here about 2 weeks ago or something. We got about 10 inches of rain in under 12 hours.
You know, Ryan, that's just insane. You know, that's way too much rain, way too fast. It just runs off, and it takes topsoil off the fields, and doesn't do anybody any good. floods basements and so on. But I can't complain about the weather here, Ryan. It's been pretty good. In fact, today was a really, really nice day. About 26 Celsius and a lot of sun, and a nice cool breeze too. So it was a good combination. Over.
Oh, that's good to hear. Here it's about, I think, around 25 here also Celsius. A little more rain in the forecast for us, unfortunately. But very, very muggy and humid, and with all that rain there, the mosquitoes, I'll tell you right now, they're really coming out in full force. Over.
Yeah, I hate those little pesky things. Going out on the trail and, you stop and next thing you know, they're trying to bite you everywhere and trying to take you away. Such a little critter, they can be such a pain. But just to let you know about the weather, we are expecting in the next 4 days or so a high of about 36 Celsius with high humidity. So this pleasant weather will be coming to an end. Over.
Yeah, that sounds pretty wild there, yeah. 36 there, yeah, that's a little bit too warm. That's a real killer there. Make sure you drink lots of fluids and stuff and have some Gatorade, that's for sure, in that weather. Myself, I work outside also in the weather, so yeah, when we get that weather here once in a while, definitely make sure to keep hydrated, that's for sure. Over.
That's something I've thought about. I'm retired now, but I've always worked indoors. So I've seen people work in construction and whatever outside, farmers. And I've always wondered how they handled it, because I'm not sure that I could. I have a tolerance for heat, but, working in the heat is different. You can play in the heat, but... work is completely different. So, you know it already. Stay hydrated. Do whatever you can to protect yourself, because when you realize that you've got a heat stroke, it's probably too late. So, don't go there, Ryan.
You said it there. Yeah, heat stroke is a really dangerous thing that you don't really want to play around with, and you got to watch other guys. I watch the guys on my crew, make sure we all look out for each other when there's hot temperatures like that, and we got to watch out for one another because it affects everybody differently. Some people, like you said, have a little bit of a higher tolerance to it. Myself, I've had it a few times, and it's not fun. It's just like almost pretty much having the flu there. It makes you sick, right? So, yeah, definitely got to watch out for that. Over.
Yeah, I can remember getting it, and you get the chills and some shakes. That's what I had anyway. And it just didn't make any sense. I was trying to make sense of it. How can I have chills? How can I be chilly when it's so hot? So I knew there was something wrong. But that was a long time ago, you know. And now that I'm a lot older, I like to think I've got more sense. I hope so anyway. Okay, Ryan, good talking to you. And are you participating in field day today?
No, I'm not participating in field day today. I'm a new amateur. I just got my license actually here about in February. Something I've always wanted to do when I was young. It was 20 years later. Here I am. I'm finally getting it done and just got this kind of a setup going on here now and just got on a little bit on DMR also and just starting to enjoy the hobby here. Over.
Yeah, excellent. Welcome to the hobby. Emil in Nova Scotia says it's a hobby of 1,000 rooms, and he's so right. There's things you may not like, but there's so many others you will like, you know. A little bit of advice. Some people will tell you that some modes or some way of talking or participating in amateur radio isn't ham radio. You know what? If you have your own opinion, if you enjoy doing it, you do it. If it's legal and morally acceptable, play with it, you know, and use it, you know. If it's I know a ham radio operator here in town that says anything that's voice over IP isn't ham radio. He's missing out on an awful lot. I'm enjoying it, so you enjoy it too. VH Richard Warren.
Sorry there, Henry. There you dropped out on me there. Over.
Uh-oh, what did I do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How's this one? Over.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear there. Yeah, just all of a sudden just dropped out on you there mid-convo.
Okay, well, in case you didn't hear what I said, then I'll give you the Reader's Digest version of this time around. A friend of mine here in town, ham radio operator, says anything that's voice over IP, internet protocol, isn't ham radio. And he's missing out on an awful lot. If you enjoy it, use it, do it. I'm having fun with this stuff, so I'll do anything from HF to voice over IP. So enjoy it, Ryan.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. This is definitely a lot different than when I looked back at it 20 years ago and stuff like that, and the technology has changed, and if it's there to use, I'd say why not use it to make some contacts and talk to other people around the world. It's, yeah, why not, right?
Exactly. And you learn about geography, you learn about people, cultures, you learn... You may never meet some of these people that you talk to far away, but it doesn't matter. In a way, you're friends with them. You know, you make regular contact sometimes. You may only talk to the person once, or you could talk to them over and over almost every day. So they become like friends, and you never really meet them, but in a way you know them. You have a common interest, and it's just enjoyable. I can't think of a better hobby, and I've done a few in my life. Back to you, Ryan.
No, I couldn't agree more with you there, Henry. I was actually just walking in the house here the one day after work, whatever, after sitting on the patio with the wife, and I heard, connected to the Canada Hub, a guy come across from Japan. And little did I know that there was an earthquake over there, and I wound up talking with that fellow over there for 5 minutes or so or stuff like that. And, it was pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, I think you're talking about, DEA is his suffix. I don't remember his prefix. And his name is Totiro, I think. But he's a regular. He's a regular here. And did you find out whether or not he's okay or what?
Yeah, I asked him a fair about how everybody was doing over there and everything, and he said that everybody was fine and everything, and said that, they get quite frequently earthquakes out there, which you don't ever think about, I guess, right, being out there, but he was asking if we have any here, and I'm in Manitoba, so I said, not in the middle of the continent, but I said, there is some earthquake that happened on our western seaboard and stuff, but he said everybody's okay over there. Over.
Okay, good to know. Excellent. Yeah, the only other bad news in earthquakes is Venezuela, but unfortunately, I don't know anyone down there. I had regular contact. So, okay, Ryan, I'm going to let you go, and it's been nice talking to you. Nice QSO, and I'll put you in my log so that because of a bad memory, if we talk again, at least I'll know that we have. My memory's really good, but it's short. VE4, Romeo Yankee Alpha, VA3HRY. Back to you, Ryan.
Yep, very nice talking with you too there. And if could I get your call sign one more time, please, there, so I could write it down? Over.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I do. I write it down in a pad here on my coffee table, and then I put it in my phone. My call sign is Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. You'll notice HRY for my name. Over.
Yep, no, that's good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it there. And the same as mine there, VE4RYA for my name. My initials and my first name. But yes, no, very nice talking with you. And you take care and have yourself a good rest of the weekend. VE4 Romeo Yankee Alpha, out and monitoring.
Yeah, just as you said that, I realized it too. RYA for Ryan. Very good. Okay, talk to you later, Ryan. 73VA3HRY.
73 to my friend.
a Victor Echo 6, a Zulu Mike Zulu monitoring.